Tech Daily today at the Digital Show in Melbourne, and I'm joined by Grant Vandenberg from LG Australia. G'day, Grant.
G'day, Andy.
Primarily what you've been showing off here at the Digital Show is TVs, but not just any TVs. You guys have got some amazing OLED TV technology here. Explain what you've been demonstrating.
Yeah, it's actually been a really interesting environment because you've got a lot of people who are camera enthusiasts, people who are really concerned about the digital image quality that they produce. So we're actually showing off two things here today. One is obviously the OLED TV from LG, which is unique in the marketplace in terms of the image reproduction. The second thing is the GeForce smartphone. Now, the smartphone has some incredible features on it, so very relevant for this audience. So maybe before we get onto the OLED,
sure,
I can talk to you quickly about what the GeForce smartphone does from a camera perspective, right? It's really interesting. It's, from what I understand, the only camera that can capture images in both JPEG and RAW format. That's really good. If you want to go and edit your images afterwards on your PC or whatever, you can go and do that. It has an aperture of 1.8. It has a manual mode as well, so you can get in and adjust a whole lot of these different manual settings, things like shutter speed, the manual focus, etc. And it's really good. Not a lot of cameras, not a lot of smartphones have that capability in their
cameras. And anyone who owns a digital SLR camera would certainly understand having full manual control is really important for photos. And this is just like having all of those features you have in a DSLR on manual mode in your pocket now.
Absolutely in your pocket. And I think that's what people are experiencing here. And that's what we're trying to bring to life here.
Let's talk about the TVs because they are really, really impressive. What I love what you've done here is you've put an OLED TV next to just a normal LED, LCD TV, and the difference is really obvious. But I mean, obviously we can't look at it right now, but explain why you've done that.
Yeah, it's interesting. If you look at a conventional LED LCD TV, especially a brand like LG, you go, wow, that's an incredible looking TV. You're getting a really good picture quality from it. But the thing is, it has a backlight, and not just LG, but all the other brands do as well. And that's just what we're used to. Until you see something different, that's the technology that you see every day. OLED doesn't have a backlight. It has self-lighting pixels. And what that means is that the pixels turn on and off individually. When they turn off, it's black, and the background is black. So all the colors coming out of that look incredibly vibrant, really explosive, and that's the OLED difference. And when you put the two TVs side by side, that's when you see it. So we really want people to go into stores that range an OLED, and it's now getting up to at least a couple of hundred stores around the country that OLED is in. Ask a salesperson. Ask to see the difference between the conventional TV and the OLED.
And, you know, from where I'm standing here, I'm seeing these two TVs side by side. There's fireworks going off on both screens. And the huge difference is, obviously, fireworks at nighttime, the sky on one TV is black, and on the OLED TV, and the sky on the LED, LCD TV is kind of dark grey, is because you've got that backlight, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like a charcoal grey. Like, you think you're watching black, but it's not actually black. It's meant to be black. But that's the backlight, and that's basically having an impact there on what you're seeing. So LG is the only TV in Australia that has OLED technology, and it's unique. And that's why it's very special. So it's a different type of technology to what people are used to seeing. It's not just an LED LCD TV with some new features, it's a new technology, and that's really important to understand.
And what's interesting is, where is TV in general, you go into store and you've got a lot of choice, LCD TV, whether it's HD or 4K TVs, there's a range of brands here, but in terms of OLED TVs, it's only LG, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, we're the only company that can produce it. So we've got a bit of a jump in our competition in that area. We're very, very lucky to have it, and we're very excited. And look, the feedback that we're getting from consumers is they are blown away by it. They go in and they see this thing, and they've not seen anything like it before. And look, that's the main thing, because Australia is a country where people tend to adopt new technology quite quickly. They jump on board, and if they see that it is different, they're very favourable towards it, and that's what we're seeing with OLED.
Now, just a couple of months ago, you guys launched the 4K OLED TV, which is absolutely amazing. A little bit higher in price, of course, but we've seen prices even come down since then, haven't we?
Yeah, they've dropped slightly. Look, the longer this goes on, the more efficient we get in terms of our manufacturing, and obviously when that happens, you see prices start to drop. So the 65-inch 4K OLED retails for $899. There's a 55-inch version that retails for $5,699. So they're the 4K TVs. But there's also a Full HD OLED that retails for $2,999. So for those people who are shopping in that $3,000 to $4,000 to $5,000 region, or $3,000, go have a look at the Full HD OLED, because all those things I spoke about in terms of the perfect black, the infinite contrast ratio, they all apply to the Full HD version as well. It's a beautiful TV, and you can still see a big difference between that and your conventional LED LCD TVs.
So for around that $3,000 price mark, what size screen am I getting for the OLED TV?
That's a 55-inch screen size.
I'm sure a few people have that on their Christmas list. Actually, speaking of Christmas, just any general tips for people going in stores, looking at a new TV for Christmas, what are some of the key points they should be thinking of?
Well, now's the time. Look, we have a really good range at LG. So we've spoken about OLED, but we also have a fantastic range of 4K Ultra HD TVs, and they range in size from 32-inch right up to 84-inch TVs, and there's something in there for everybody. If you don't want to go 4K, you can go to a Full HD TV as well. So LG, as always, offers a tremendous quality of TV in the marketplace. And look, you know, there's going to be some really good options out there for the consumer.
And plenty of information online for anyone wanting to investigate any of these TVs before they head in store?
Absolutely. If you want to go to lg.com/au, you check out all the information there.
Great. Grant, thanks again for joining me on Tech Daily.
Oh, pleasure, Andy. Thank you.